Hello. Fuck, I forgot the intro for some. Okay. Listener, I'm trash, you're trash, we're all trash, but we're here to prove that we are not your typical weebs, your brand new favorite anime podcast. Hey, it's your host Dan.
Hey, it's Dominique.
And it's Melissa.
And this week, guys, we want to talk about conventions, because you two, Melissa Dumb, actually went to one yesterday.
What's a con?
Well, you know, that's usually when you scam someone for their money or for their information, and then, oh, wait a minute.
Wrong thing.
I think you can't give me that setup and not expect me to do something with it.
Huh. Sitting back and listening is a different experience.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, so we went to a con, actually yesterday,
as of the time that we record this.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know, all throughout throughout pandemic, like, I think we all saw it, like, on Twitter and just people talking on, like, YouTube and whatnot. Everyone's like, fuck, I miss going to conventions. I miss, like, going and paying money to go shopping and meeting our voice actors and paying them money to get autographs and all that stuff.
I just miss spending money, apparently.
You're coming to
basically, you miss spending money.
So does the rest of our government.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Not the podcast for that. But basically, like, we all had that feeling. It was just like, fuck, I want to go to a con. I want to go see things in person. You know, like, go interact, see cosplayers, take pictures with them if you're into that portion of the con community.
So just for clarity's sake, you guys went to Level Up Expo yesterday, right?
Yes, Level Up Expo in Las Vegas on Saturday.
Yep. It's not just anime related, but it's gaming and...
it was basically like more of an overview, kind of like overarching weeb slash nerd con.
When was the last time you two actually went to a con?
2020.
Level Up.
2020.
It was when they skated right by COVID, like right before the shutdowns all happened. Like,
two weeks before.
Yeah, literally 2 weeks before. And then
that was the last time we went there too, actually, yeah.
Yeah, and then the last con before that was Comic Con, actually. So.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, because okay, we actually manage to get lucky and get Comic Con tickets. Which, you know, and that might not be a bad episode to just talk about.
Was kind of cool.
It was. That sounds actually really neat. I'd love to hear about it.
So I missed cons. Like, back to my whole point. I missed cons. But man, when I got there, did I fucking not miss cons. Like, holy fuck.
Ooh, okay.
That was the exact mood.
I think it's just
there's certain things about the con that's like, okay, yeah, I really miss this. And then, like, you actually get there and you're stuck in the crowds and, like, wandering through booths, and it's just like, man, I really didn't miss this.
First of all, I will say this. When we left, because we got there right when it opened to general public, so right around 11 a.m., a little before that, just so we could get in the door. And
We got there at about 10.
Yeah, basically just to get there, get tickets, line up, and get in. Kind of get past security and everything.
I hear parking was an issue at the convention center.
Parking was interesting. I'll get to that in a bit, but talking about this part. So we did all that. We got in, and then, like, we're standing there, like, waiting for essentially the gates of hell to open so we could... all descend like the gremlins, the anime fucking gremlins and game gremlins that we are.
Had been over dramatic, but okay.
Not really, no. I will say, like, when we were first there and when they first opened the gate, like, there weren't actually that many people there considering the size of that convention.
Just for like anyone that would be listening, this is at the Las Vegas Convention Center, and this is one specific hall. That entire convention center is huge.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And this is one floor of this hall, by the way. And it's deep.
So the panels and main events were up in the second floor, and then the actual dealer's hall was downstairs. Or the vendor booths were downstairs, along with Artist Alley and, like, their video game tournaments and all that. But, like, as we were standing around and waiting, I hear my surroundings. And then I get reminded very vividly of how cringy some of these fucking people are.
What did you hear?
Well, it's not really that bad. It was just more of a, like, almost like, you know, like, if you wake up in the morning and you go, like, sit down on the toilet seat and it's, like, freezing cold in the middle of winter. Like, shock to your system. Like, instant shock to your system. What? It was all the best reference I had at that moment.
At least.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about when I reference something like that, unless you're fancy-ass bitch and have heated toilet seats.
Relatability's not the issue here. It's just the immediate choice of metaphor was kind of interesting.
Look, we all know it. Ponds are kind of like a toilet. Anyway, moving past that.
Did we let her talk about this again?
I'm the one talking. Now shut up. Anyway, so like, it's like people calling out to random people they don't know and calling them by the anime character name and being like, oh my god, you're adorable. Or just like, in this case, like Demon Slayer, it's just like, Nezuko-chan! And then like, going out and going to like go chase them down for a picture or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's a sign of my age or in general, just shock, like the shock, sudden shock value of it is just like, it's like instant, like just cringing to little the depths of my soul.
I feel like it's a mix of both, but it's also just like for you in general, even like
with my personality, it doesn't match.
Yeah, because when you're not, you don't really care for cosplay, and, like, the idea of, like, so, like, running around just being like, oh, I'm gonna call, you know, random people that I don't know by their character name. It's just like, that's not you.
To be absolutely clear, I like cosplay, I just don't like being the cosplayer kind of thing.
You appreciate, but you don't want to be.
Yeah, like,
it's like being a sports fan and you don't actually have, you don't have enough of like bone in your body.
More of a Daniel thing. That's a Daniel metaphor. At least my toilet metaphor related to everybody. Anyway, so yeah, like I think it's just part of like we've been essentially out of the quote unquote game for like 2 years, and then like the instant just dropped straight into that. It was just like, oh my gosh, that is just cringy as all hell to me.
Literally,
we were just standing around and like, she hears something. I don't even remember what it was. And she's just like, oh my god. And I'm just like, so you missed this, right? You definitely missed this.
I did not miss this, FYI. Not that part, at least. We were only there for a few hours, so we can't, like, give the whole con experience, essentially. Mm-hmm. We pretty much just stuck to the vendor.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, just to preface, we didn't really attend any panels or anything just because time constraints. And at least, like, for us, there was really nothing going on that we really were that interested in for panels.
Like, props to Level Up for managing to pull off a convention during these times, like, even as winding down as it is, technically. But, like, honestly, a lot of the panels were just the same thing, just written in different words.
There were a lot of repeat panels over, like, all 3 days from what we could tell of, like, basically, like, each day there was one in general of, oh, yeah, you want to meet Tara Strong and Greg Sipes.
Okay, so you got the voice actor panel?
That was just one of them. Because then it's like, oh, like, here, have, like, just the voices of, like, the My Hero cast. And then here.
And then so it's just like, oh, meet the voices behind some of your most beloved characters. And I'm just like, but meeting My Hero Academia cast is pretty much the same thing as meeting the voices behind your favorite characters.
It was basically just a catch-all for the rest of them, I think. Because, like, for the ones that really didn't fit into, like, here, have, like, the Ruby shtick. Here, have the My Hero shtick. Here, have Tara Strong and Greg Sipes. Because, Teen Titans, at least.
Speaking of which, Tara Strong, FYI, Tara Strong's autograph line, and kind of Greg Sipes, but mostly Tara Strong, their lines were fucking wild. It was going into the, like, they have their little autographs area, but it was, like, going out and extending all the way out into, like, other booths area. And I haven't seen a line like that since Comic-Con. And Comic-Con is known as the line con.
This was also at, like, 2 o'clock.
No, they started lining up at 11, and she wasn't signing until 2.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. As we were leaving, because just to kind of, like, cover all the attendance and stuff like that all in one go. When we got out of there, that was around 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We got there at 10, we left at 2. Once we managed to get out the doors, we started walking back to our car at the parking lot next to it, the bronze lot. And we just see this giant line extending out across the way into the parking lot and following the fence all the way to the back of that lot.
It was like down the entire expanse of that lot. And that lot is not tiny.
It's not.
Because I think we were within like the first like maybe quarter of that lot. And it was all the way down. Like, we didn't even hit the end of that line before we finally, like, got to a point where we could turn out onto the street.
Yeah, it was kind of like, at that point, I was just like, they oversold tickets at this point, then. If this is the line that we're coming out to at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I get, like, with the security that they go through, because you are, like, they literally require you, you know, to open up your bag, you know, take out your phone, you go through the metal detectors. Like, it's like almost airport security kind of level.
I actually got a few pictures of the line. Let me send them to you, like, via Messenger. Yeah,
sure. But,
I mean, you have to consider the fact that, like, for a lot of people, this is their first con in, like, 2 years also.
Especially for a big market like Vegas. You know, like, this is the first time, you know, especially within our area that, you know, a con's come back.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything for and against it. It's just kind of, considering the current state of the world, which is still happening, by the way, even if it's winding down, it is still happening. And unfortunately, mask mandates are lifted here in Vegas or Nevada as a general. So it's like half the people were wearing masks, the other half weren't. And it's just like,
even though technically
they up saying, hey, if you're sick, go home, don't stay here, leave.
Technically, they said that we were supposed to wear masks, but
yeah, there was also a sign saying masks are mandatory and required, but no one was enforcing that. Yeah. So, like, 75% of the convention were just maskless the entire time, and we're just like,
that's a little anxiety inducing.
Yeah, it's like, well, fuck, kind of like, great, this is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, and then you have all these people packed into, oh, and then the setup of the actual dealer's hall. Sorry, we're saying a lot of cons to this right now, like a cons to this con, like
this is the situation that we were in.
No, hold on, let's not apologize here. Like, it'd be a boring episode. It was like, oh, I'm so glad to be back, it was so fun, it was so great to see everyone. People want to hear about the nitty-gritty of it,
because I'll be honest, like, Level Up has, like, I noticed this went back, like, when we were still in full swing too, back in 2019, but, like, the organization isn't the greatest. And when you leave a con, I'll be honest, what you remember the most is not really the good times, but more the bad times. Like, for Comic-Con, all I remember is my feet fucking dying and me wanting to chop my feet off at their fucking ankles with the fucking doll.
Jesus Christ, this line. Sorry, I just saw this image.
Yeah. So, and then in the second picture I sent you, if you see that little like cardboard sign, I think that was towards the end of the line. Like somewhere around there, that like far distance, very tiny cardboard thing in the
no
distance.
No wonder some people took like an hour to find parking.
Oh, so
that was like part of why we were just like, okay, we're gonna go like before it opens so we don't have to worry about parking. Cause when we went in 2020, like we were on that end of there was no parking anywhere.
Yeah.
And like I were like down the road and. Like, we were helping someone, too, that was actually working a booth. And, like, we were, like, trying to, like, carry all this stuff down the street to get to this con. And we're just like, no, we're not doing that.
So, let me ask you this, then. Like, I know for you guys, one of your biggest things you go to in the con is you love to just browse the dealer's hall. Tell me about that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all we really do. Like, we hardly ever do, like, the actual panels. I don't know. Maybe it's just part of my age is I'm just like panels don't really interest me anymore.
It depends on the panel, honestly, nowadays
and based on my experience, I actually prefer doing panels
personally,
but because I'm not there, obviously I couldn't just randomly, hey, let's do a panel, guys. Like I moved. Kind of a hard
okay, biggest demerit right off the bat of that dealer's hall was there was hardly any space. Like, once you know how, like, when a con gets packed, there's like it's hard to maneuver around and see things. Well, was it hard to do already and stuff like that? And that's assuming like there's a good amount of space between booths. There were parts of that con where it was a very narrow walkway essentially, and you have people trying to squeeze in and run past and do this and that.
People that are like stopping because like people are trying to take pictures of cosplayers, and then like just get big cosplays that, you know, are harder to walk around in and take up more room.
Yeah, like people walking around in essentially Gundam cosplays, like of the mobile suits,
and things like
that. And I'm just like, great, you want to walk the dealer's hall, but if you're gonna wear a big, for me personally, because like everyone's different, and this is just my personal thing, is just. If you're going to walk around in such a big suit in such a small area, I would prefer you stay outside and let people come to you to take pictures, like in the like a actual like cosplay area kind of thing where you can take pictures and do stuff. Like how Japan runs their cosplay. Like if you want to be taking pictures and doing stuff, you have to go to a very specific area and people will take pictures of you there and you can go see cosplays there.
Yeah, and like one small example, and like we were actually talking about this while we were there yesterday, because I'm the one that pointed this guy out. It was the guy was cosplaying as Snake from Metal Gear with the box. So he had a giant, like he was like, it was like, you know, he was carrying it above his head basically and like resting it like on his shoulders. But like this was a giant U-Haul box. And I'm just like, originally when I saw this guy, I was walking like between booths, and I'm just like, that is the worst kind of thing to try and carry through here, because you were very likely to hit someone with that.
I
completely understand what you're going for, and I appreciate it, because yeah, it's hysterical and that's exactly what Snake is known for, but in a packed hall like this, I would not want to see you walking around with that.
So it sounds like at the very least, the bottom line is read the room, people, especially when you have these bulky ass cosplays. Literally read the room.
I like seeing the big cosplays because they're typically the most elaborate. They have the most work done and put into it in terms of just like hours. Because forming all of that, waiting for the glue to dry, paint jobs and all of that stuff, it's a lot. And I would appreciate it. But can we appreciate it kind of like in a open area where, you know, you're not likely to turn around and smack me in the face with your sword or your giant spear or just your shoulder armor?
Okay.
So in general, can people just not stop like walking in like the middle of like a walkway, especially when there's like people behind you? I don't know how many times I almost ran into people for that. Of like, I'm just walking, and then all of a sudden, the people just stop, and I'm just like, can I get around? Can you at least move off to the side if you're going to stop?
Yeah.
I have a question about the dealer's hall, actually. Every con I've went to recently, there's always that one booth that I go like, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you here selling pillows? Why are you here selling groceries? Why are you here holding an obvious scam of a game? Was there any of that this time?
There were a couple indie game developers towards the back near Artist Alley.
That's fine.
And then there were a bunch of PC build booths. Interestingly enough, they had custom anime panels for the side of your custom built PC towers.
So no obvious scam booths.
I didn't see anyone that was like really out of place.
I almost feel like
volunteer booths.
I almost feel like there was one, and the guy tried to talk to me, but I had a headphone in, so I'm just like, I don't hear you. He like called out to me like 3 times, I'm pretty sure too. And she's like, I'm very obvious, like my headphone was on the side he saw, and I'm just like, I'm listening to music.
I guess the most out of place booth I saw was in Artist Alley, but that's because they didn't really have like any like fan art or like game or something reference specific kind of stuff. Like it was enamel pins for the Egyptian gods, which by the way, I'm not dissing them and saying why did they come. Like, I really liked those pins. They were fucking top tier. Like, holy fuck. I took a picture of their banner so I could go look at their stuff later in more detail. Like, I could not for the life of me stop to actually buy art. It was just, like, there were just too many people around for my comfort, especially after all of this pandemic shit. And I'm just like, can I have your card? I'll go look at your website and I'll buy shit from there. Thank you.
My issue is when you get those booths, they're like, hey, we're giving away a TV or a PS5. All you gotta do is hit these darts around this table. There was kind of one
like that, actually. I think I'm probably the one who saw the actual main dealers all the most, because I think Melissa spent most of her time at Artist Alley.
I went through both pretty heavily. Or like
but a there few was one kind of off to the side that was like giving away free like pro controllers or something like that. Yeah, something like that. That being said, for us and our friend group, typically we all really like Artist Alley stuff more than anything else.
Yeah. Because where else can you really get shit like that?
Yeah, like, so we went and did that. Speaking of which, remind me to talk about our autograph stuff after this. We went to Artist Alley. There was one booth I kind of want to give a shout out to because I really liked what they were doing.
Give them a shout out.
I don't know if I have... I need to go find their card real quick, but I'll do that in a second. But basically, they had a bunch of, like, Pokemon prints, right? It was just kind of like scenes of life, and they had like a bunch of like of just grass type or like the fire starters, and it was specifically for red, yellow, and what was it? Blue? Ooh. Yeah. So it was like all the Squirtles and all the Charmanders and all the Bulbasaurs and like their evolutions and other grass types or Pokemon you'd find in forests and so on and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like a Psyduck one, but they had a different variant print of the same print where they had it marked as shiny, so there was one shiny version of the main Pokemon there, so like a shiny Psyduck or a shiny Charmander, like stuff like that, right? But what they were doing is essentially you couldn't just buy the shiny print specifically. They specifically said, in the spirit of the game, here's this wheel, we have it marked out as shiny, as like certain points are shiny, and you spin the wheel, and if you land on shiny, you get the shiny print. If not, then you have to buy the normal print.
Basically, let the RNG gods decide.
So like,
they gotified it.
That was like really nice, and their art was fucking amazing, I have to say. Like, it was really nice art. It's hard to impress me because I am so picky about my art. Like, I am a fucking snob about that.
Yeah,
go find their list.
All right.
I bought some prints, though. I bought stuff.
Yeah, it was Bryce Co. Draws. So B R Y C E, and then K H O and then draws.
Make sure you send me like their info. I'll put it in the description for this episode.
I'll just at you on here real quick for that.
Yeah.
But like, so I really liked, like, I really liked those little gimmicks like that. I know our roommate was actually playing a smash round for stock to get possibly get a free print.
Nice.
So they're doing stuff like that. So you put money down, essentially enough to cover the print at a normal cost. But you had the option of challenging the booth person to a Smash game to win that essentially win that print for free.
Hmm. Cool.
So they've gotten a lot more creative, I think, with their stuff to just draw people in and try their luck kind of thing.
All right. So you mentioned something about the autograph experience.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she needs to take a breath for this one. Hold on. This is gonna be good.
I know why.
Okay. So when you see an autograph session that says that it starts at 11 o'clock, right? Like right when the opens and whatnot. Do you expect the artist, do you expect the con to have the guest at their, essentially at their station, like there at least like give or take like 15 minutes, right? Because you have to account for like movement and like security and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, typically it would.
Yeah. The reasonable person would be like, okay, like I understand if they're like 15, 30 minutes late, like we don't control their time, like, but the con should be kind of on top of that or giving updates to whoever's waiting in the line about kind of like what's happening, right? So what happens when you're waiting for an autograph and they don't show up until almost an hour later?
You probably have to really appease the line because they're about to start a riot.
That was us.
That's what happened to us.
My part, but
like, no one was going to riot, but it was just kind of like, it was just more of like an irritating kind of start to the day. Because that was like the first thing we wanted to do because we were kind of on a time constraint. We had to leave by a certain time because we had other things to do.
I don't want to call out the person you were going to get an autograph because you can just type it out in the chat.
Oh, no, like it's really nothing against the attendee because like this is solely against the con itself because honestly, the con should be managing that time much better.
I think he meant about the artist.
Oh, wait.
No, you already sent me the artist. I just wanted to know who you guys were waiting in line to get an autograph for.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, it was kind of, it was just more of, like, a small irritating of just, like, I get there's, like, things that come up or, like, you're waiting on the guests to all come or, like, if there's something like that, that's fine. Just kind of be like, hey, there's a delay, we'll be starting this later kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know, like, it's just me, but it's just, like, at least, at the very least, kind of, like, explain to the people that are waiting for the guests, like, hey, we've had a delay, they'll be here a little late.
Yeah.
Like, just something to be, like, we get that you've been waiting here. Like, it's kind of like a courtesy thing, is what I feel.
Yeah, I get that. You want to know that your problem is being acknowledged and they're working on it. You just want to know that you're like they're trying, you know?
Yeah, but like it was just kind of like the volunteers don't know what's happening, so it's kind of pointless to ask them, and you can't really find actual staff.
No,
it's hard to do that too because they're usually running around behind the scenes too.
Hmm.
But, like, if there's some kind of delay like that, I would prefer people, like, just speak up and just be honest about it kind of thing. I don't know if that comes from when we were running, like, our like, organization and university when we were running an anime club there.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, hey, this doesn't work out. This doesn't work out because of this. We can do this instead. Kind of like basics, you know?
Yeah.
And again, it's nothing against the actual, like, people were getting autographs from. Like, in the end, their time is their time, so you don't really have a say. It's really a courtesy. Well, they're getting paid to be there, but it is a courtesy in the end that they're even going through an autograph session like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you guys, this first con in like 2 years. What are your kind of final thoughts on it? Is this something that you still, at the end of the day, did you actually miss it? Were you glad you went? Or are you okay with not going to another con for like another 2 years?
Okay. It's kind of hard to like really. Okay. For what I got and what I went there for, I'm glad. Because one, it's pandemic. We've all been stuck in our homes. We got to go out and like see more humans than we usually would.
Okay.
You know, beyond like going out to go eat or whatnot and stuff like that.
You guys didn't go to a zoo. I just want to point this out here.
I mean, cons sure do feel like zoos.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay, sure. I'm not arguing with that. I'm not arguing with that.
Look, when we were in college, we were the zoo, so I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, finish your thought. Sorry.
Yeah, so like what I went there for, what we went there for and what I ended up getting and seeing everything, that was great. I did miss that portion of cons. Even like seeing the options for panels and main events. Yeah, I missed cons. Like I would do it again. Maybe not this specific con at the moment. Because I'm kind of irritated with them. They have 1 year to essentially be like, come back and like try again. But on the other hand, man, I didn't fucking miss cons. Like, holy shit. Like, I forgot how much of a hellhole cons are, honestly, sometimes.
What about you, Melissa?
I want to go to another con. But probably, like, not something this big. And probably I would... I don't know if I'd want to go for, like, an entire weekend, at least at this current point, just because I really don't want to have to deal with crowds.
I mean, let's be honest here. It's probably a combination of just, like, time away from crowds, and also, we're just getting old. We're getting to a point where we can't really handle that much social, like, spending that much social energy in that one public anymore.
Just say it. COVID made us even more introverted than we already fucking are.
I mean, yes.
Just say it how it is.
It probably made the extroverts like even extra, like super extroverted too, because they were missing it super hard. So, all right. So that was this kind of a recap or at least a review of 1 day of Level Up Expo. Maybe we'll do some more of these in the future if we go to more cons. I know I'm looking forward to the first con in my area. I'll probably do some kind of review on that. But thank you guys so much for listening to it. If you guys want to Level Up Expo, we'd love to hear your stories. So hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything. While you're there, you can also find the link to our Discord, which is the best way to reach us. You can find me, Melissa, Dom, and the cast members of all our other shows there. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you and just be a big old big community that's always like ragging on me for some odd reason. But where can people find us individually, Dom?
Oh, Twitter at that's the right. I remember.
I was about to say, did she forget for a second?
I think she did.
No.
Yes.
Melissa.
Subject despair.
And you can find myself at Danyan Senpai on everything else. So. But until next time, guys, don't forget, do not let your trash define you, and we'll see you on the next episode of Not Your Typical Weebs. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.